Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear an Australian tourist guide from Melbourne promoting an interesting program to some tourists. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Penguins, attention! Penguins, begin!
Right flipper!
Left flipper!
Have you ever seen...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Australia. My name is Bill Jones, and I'm a tourist guide here in Melbourne. We don't often have visitors from Hungary, and I don't know too much about your country, but I guess you do not have many kangaroos or penguins over there, right? You're going to spend a week here, so let me recommend a perfect one-day program called Phillip Island Penguin Parade. Phillip Island is 26 kilometres long and 9 kilometres wide, and is about 140 kilometres southeast of Melbourne. 60% of the island is farmland devoted to grazing of sheep and cattle. However, the penguins are the real attraction. Put up your hand if you like penguins. See? No matter who you are, everyone loves seeing these little fellows walk along the beach. Our tour starts at 9 o'clock. A minibus picks you up right here in front of this hotel. We start by heading to Maru Wildlife Park, which is about 100 kilometres from Melbourne, so we'll be there at around 11 o'clock. In Maru Wildlife Park, you can make friends with some furry Australian favourites. You'll have a chance to cuddle a baby wombat, hand-feed the kangaroos, and get up close and friendly with koalas and other native wildlife. We'll spend 2 hours in this lovely park, after which we'll have lunch in the famous Maru restaurant. We then continue our tour and travel over the bridge onto Phillip Island, known for its natural beauty, sandy beaches, rugged cliffs, and unique wildlife experiences. We'll arrive at Woolamai Beach at around 3 o'clock. Here you can check out the giant waves and take a swim. Then take a relaxed walk at the Nobby's Boardwalk to view the majestic rocky coast, home to a colony of fur seals. At about 6 o'clock, you can enjoy dinner in one of the luxurious restaurants near the entrance of the Penguin Parade Visitor Centre. And finally, we'll enter the Penguin Parade Visitor Centre. By then, it will be sunset, the best time to view the world's smallest penguins emerge from the sea and waddle ashore. It's a truly magical and unforgettable procession. A couple of things to remember. This tour is not suitable for children under 14. Don't forget to wear strong walking shoes. Also, make sure you bring along a hat, your swimsuit or swimming trunks, a towel and sunscreen. Naturally, you can take your camera along. But in order to protect the little penguins, filming or taking pictures are not allowed at the Penguin Parade. The $90 price includes an experienced tour guide, lunch, and the entry fees to Maru Wildlife Park and to the Penguin Parade. The dinner in the visitor centre is not included in the price. If you are interested in our tour, please book now, or tomorrow at the latest, because our minibus can only take 24 passengers. Oh, I almost forgot. Get travel insurance at least one day in advance, because you must show it to your tour guide before the journey starts. The receptionists here in this hotel will show you where you can buy it. Enjoy your holiday in Melbourne, and I hope to see you at the world-famous Penguin Parade.
Penguins, attention! Penguins dismissed!
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Penguins, attention! Penguins begin!
Right flipper!
Left flipper!
Have you ever seen...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Australia. My name is Bill Jones and I'm a tourist guide here in Melbourne. We don't often have visitors from Hungary, and I don't know too much about your country, but I guess you do not have many kangaroos or penguins over there, right? You're going to spend a week here, so let me recommend a perfect one-day program called Phillip Island Penguin Parade. Phillip Island is 26 kilometres long and 9 kilometres wide, and is about 140 kilometres southeast of Melbourne. 60% of the island is farmland devoted to grazing of sheep and cattle. However, the penguins are the real attraction. Put up your hand if you like penguins. See? No matter who you are, everyone loves seeing these little fellows walk along the beach. Our tour starts at 9 o'clock. A minibus picks you up right here in front of this hotel. We start by heading to Maru Wildlife Park, which is about 100 kilometres from Melbourne, so we'll be there at around 11 o'clock. In Maru Wildlife Park, you can make friends with some furry Australian favourites. You'll have a chance to cuddle a baby wombat, hand-feed the kangaroos, and get up close and friendly with koalas and other native wildlife. We'll spend 2 hours in this lovely park, after which we'll have lunch in the famous Maru restaurant. We then continue our tour and travel over the bridge onto Phillip Island, known for its natural beauty, sandy beaches, rugged cliffs, and unique wildlife experiences. We'll arrive at Woolamai Beach at around 3 o'clock. Here you can check out the giant waves and take a swim. Then take a relaxed walk at the Nobby's Boardwalk to view the majestic rocky coast home to a colony of fur seals. At about 6 o'clock, you can enjoy dinner in one of the luxurious restaurants near the entrance of the Penguin Parade Visitor Centre. And finally, we'll enter the Penguin Parade Visitor Centre. By then, it will be sunset, the best time to view the world's smallest penguins emerge from the sea and waddle ashore. It's a truly magical and unforgettable procession. A couple of things to remember. This tour is not suitable for children under 14. Don't forget to wear strong walking shoes. Also, make sure you bring along a hat, your swimsuit or swimming trunks, a towel and sunscreen. Naturally, you can take your camera along, but in order to protect the little penguins, filming or taking pictures are not allowed at the Penguin Parade. The $90 price includes an experienced tour guide, lunch, and the entry fees to Maru Wildlife Park and to the Penguin Parade. The dinner in the visitor centre is not included in the price. If you are interested in our tour, please book now or tomorrow at the latest, because our minibus can only take 24 passengers. Oh, I almost forgot. Get travel insurance at least one day in advance, because you must show it to your tour guide before the journey starts. The receptionists here in this hotel will show you where you can buy it. Enjoy your holiday in Melbourne, and I hope to see you